Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 5 years ago, Jazz at Lincoln Center declared its commitment to Latin jazz with the creation of a resident Afro-Latin jazz orchestra. The idea was to take the art form out of the salsa club and give it some institutional support, and it seemed like a good idea at the time. But after its performances in the Rose Theater tonight and tomorrow night, plus a couple of Boston dates in May, the 18-member ensemble will no longer be affiliated with Jazz at Lincoln Center. So why the split? Joining us to answer that question is the group's founding music director, pianist, and composer Arturo O'Farrell. Arturo, welcome back to Soundcheck.
It's always a pleasure to be here. You know that, man. We have a great time.
We have had a great time with you over these 5 years, the years that you've spent doing many things, among them the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. It seemed like it was a really good idea to have a second sort of repertory ensemble in this big jazz institution devoted to Latin jazz. Why the split?
Well, I think, as you know, there's always different sides to every story, but I think the safest thing I can say is that it was time for us to move on. And certainly, I give you this, it was not musical. We were performing at the highest levels. We'd garnered international critical acclaim, Grammy nomination. It was a critical and musical success, and Wynton went out of his way to lavish praise on us for that reason.
Wynton Marsalis.
But what really happened is that the opportunities for our performance in New York were diminishing, and actually our touring dates were diminishing. And
why would that be when you're a critical success and the band is playing well?
I'm not really sure why that is. I think that there was just so many slots to fill. That's a very big building, you know. That Rose Hall is a huge, huge, huge building. And it takes a lot of money and power to put a production on in the Rose Hall, and especially in these days and times of tightening belts and tightening budgets and tightening grants and stuff. I think what had happened is that we were getting more and more frustrated by our lack of opportunities, and so it was decided that we needed to move on.
All right. Now, we asked the folks at Jazz at Lincoln Center for their side of the story, and their PR director wrote the following. A mutual decision was made for the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra to continue as an independent entity, allowing the group the expansion and flexibility it was seeking. Seems to jive with what you're saying. She went on to say, this is a matter of a desire by the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra for further growth that could not be accommodated by our season programming. Is that basically your read on it as well?
That's the read. I don't know that, you know, I certainly would have welcomed many more opportunities to perform. As far as I could tell, we looked out in the house and it was full of people, and definitely people that weren't coming to the other Jazz and Lincoln Center shows. So my read on it is that it was time. We were doing as much as they were allowing us to do. Mm-hmm. And it really was something that began to be a source of great frustration to me, because we had so much programming that we were just touching on. Like tonight, we're doing a tango program, which is astonishingly beautiful music. There's all kinds of music to explore within this genre, and we were just not being given the opportunities to do so. So it was time for us to move on.
Can you get those opportunities, though, when you're on your own? I mean, you know, the one thing that Jazz at Lincoln Center is able to give you is, I mean, there's a venue, a beautiful new venue. There's kind of institutional support. Now what do you do?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, obviously, we would have been very happy to continue our affiliation with Jazz Lincoln Center if the circumstances and conditions were appropriate. But you can't really be happy in a situation where you're not entirely free to do what you need to do. We are going to continue. The Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra is going to continue. We're creating a foundation called the Afro-Latin Jazz Foundation. It's going to be an educational foundation. We're also starting an affiliation with a place that I have a particular love for, which is the Symphony Space. I think the Symphony Space is super cool. I mean, it's a great institution. It's really open. It's very culturally diverse. There's all kinds of... And it's not It's not, I mean, it's very, very, to me, it's a very culturally high place. They have the best of the performers from all kinds of genres and disciplines.
My guest is Arturo O'Farrell, the founding music director, pianist, and composer of the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. Now splitting from Jazz at Lincoln Center and going up to Symphony Space, you'll be doing a three-part series there. It struck me when you said that you would look out at the Lincoln Center audiences and they were full, you know, the house was full, and that they were not necessarily the people going to the other Jazz at Lincoln Center things.
I got the feeling that we had a lot of Hispanics in the audience, and I got the feeling that our audiences were not the audiences that Wynton was cultivating.
So what will the move further uptown do for your ability to... I mean, I assume you can want to continue to attract that audience as well as...
You know, one of the great things about Symphony Space is their commitment to keeping ticket prices low. I mean, they have that as a policy. And I think, to me, it makes a lot of sense. People who go out and hear jazz don't often have $130, $35 to spend on a ticket, let alone parking and whatever other necessities come of that. But you can afford $30, $35, and it's important that the people, especially young people who are not yet established or not yet rich or whatever, are given the opportunity to hear this music. I also welcome the move uptown because it's... A closer proximity to the Hispanic populations and some, you know, to a certain degree, our people are scared of institutions. We don't like going into big white buildings with forbidding, you know, granite marble edifices are just not our thing.
And surrounded by stores and restaurants where, you know, the price of entry is like a week's pay.
Oh, my God. One day I was going on stage and I didn't have my cufflinks. So I had to go and buy some cufflinks in the store downstairs in the Time Warner building. It cost me $150, which I don't have.
That's not going to happen at Symphony Space.
No.
Arturo O'Farrell is the leader of the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. They'll be finishing up their tenure at Jazz at Lincoln Center tonight and tomorrow at the Rose Theater. Arturo, thanks for joining us
today.
Oh,
my pleasure, John. Thank
you
very much.
Good luck next season.
Take care.
That'll do it for today's show. Monday, there's a strange phenomenon occurring at a lot of rock concerts these days. The audience sits through the whole thing. Have we all just gotten old, or is the music boring, or what? Also, guitarist David Torn. There are many ways to listen to Soundcheck. Our archives and podcasts are online at WNYC.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, Rob Christensen. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter. We had help today from Alicia Abbott as well. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. And we had help from Adriana Rodriguez. I'm John Schaefer. Have a great weekend. Join us at this time Monday for the next Soundcheck.